You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I know what you think, Guru. I know what you think. But I just don't know if you're ready for this smoke.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, this is the crossover. Evan Giddings in for Matt Stein. Matt's Dale, the Guru Johnson, Mark Willard, and the birthday boy,
hey!
Dan Dibley, in the house.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to Happy birthday. How you feel, baby?
There's like three different happy birthday songs going on right now.
I feel great. Woo! And, you know, it's indicative of how much I've got going on socially that I chose to come to work today.
Look at my man.
You know, I was telling my brother, shout out Mikey 2.0, who called me. I said, if I really had something awesome to do today, I would have done it, but... come to work. See my
kick it with the boys.
Exactly. This is always awesome.
Willard, you got to feel special. Where?
Easy there, girl.
I missed them.
No, they're still there. Okay. They're hurried through the crossover. We can talk for like 2 minutes if you want to go get
them. No, because Denzel will call me fat. What's gotten up his? Did you hear what he said about us?
About who? Well, sports media people in general.
Oh, yeah. I heard what he said about Stephen A. I heard that bit. Was that part of that appearance?
Well, it was weird because he was on First Take 2 days ago.
We almost got to play it for him. It ain't long, but I don't know. Ken, can you play that Denzel?
Here we go. I got it.
All right.
Everybody's got an opinion. We live in a world of opinionaires.
The music is killing me.
You know, that's what I call opinionaires. They're all the shows, a bunch of guys, a couple of them that have played, but most of them who have an opinion about what something should be when they haven't done it. Those who can't talk about those who can't. Those who have know what they're talking about. Those who haven't don't. Period. Too much talking. Too much talking. Everybody got an opinion. Everybody's sitting around getting fat. You know, thinking they know how to do it. Just because you can sit behind a desk and chit-chat doesn't mean you can do a damn thing.
Those are bars.
Come get up here with me. Let's find out.
Those aren't bars.
Come get in the gym with me. Let's find out.
I don't know you. We saw
but, you know, I can throw my hands. I can
we
do
saw
it.
You
I can sure do it.
In
I can,
Rolls
do, it
Royce,
for, I can do it for real. I don't talk about it.
Well, let me leave
I'm
you
not
on
some
this.
Skinny kid, you know. Who never played a day in his life, and now he can get back at everybody because he got a mic in his face and show. People need to shut up. People need to shut up. Learn how to do something. Be actually good at something. Try that.
What's wrong with them? He's got a new movie out today, but good Lord.
Oh, imagine that. So,
was he in character?
We're waiting for you, Dibs.
Hollywood actor does a national appearance, and it just happens to be
when
a movie comes out.
Shout out Highest to Lowest, the name of his new film.
Crazy coincidence.
Willard, you think that's what's going on, right?
I told Evan that. That's what's going on. Like, look at Kanye West's career, if you want to know that that's what's going on. only controversial statements only come out of the
slightly different
new album.
I might not even be mad as him as I thought I was.
But yeah. You know what I was at? First of all, Denzel, like ripping everyone who's not an athlete. What the hell did you like?
Played it for them. That's not the pros.
Correct.
Shout out Stiney.
So like, did you do it? Did you play in the NFL or did you just act like a coach and remember the Titans?
He was a good one.
Fumble
great
the football?
Coach.
Dude, that was
great. Coach Boone.
Right? Yeah, that was a great one.
Here's what I would say to the, and this is what I always say to people, because there is a point there. However, when people talk about those who are just talking about it, it makes it sound like anybody who talks about it is therefore entertaining or interesting, and that's not true.
Wow.
So those who are talking about it are also good at something.
No doubt about it.
They're good at talking about it.
No doubt.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
I agree.
I just found it ironic that the same energy he's talking with is the exact energy he's critiquing.
Michelle Obama.
Very good point.
She hated, like, you're above that. You're doing what you say you don't like.
I love Denzel.
He's
love
the best.
Denzel.
Well,
yeah.
If I said his best movie, we just went over it. Mine was Glory.
Glory's great.
I was thinking about it like a Denzel Rushmore, if you had to put it together. For me, it's Training Day in the Washington position.
That's what Evan said. Got him an Oscar.
Yeah. Glory certainly is up there. A sneaky one that I love more than 99% of the people on planet Earth is Mo Betta Blues.
That taught me how to talk to women.
That was Guru's playbook.
I was single then.
He's so good in that as the trumpet player. And then he gets his mouth smashed and he can't play anymore. Sad. Really sad, but that movie is...
Spike Lee joint. That was great.
No doubt.
Flight. Don't sleep on Flight.
Oh, why did he confess at the end?
Because
they had him ready.
Because he's Denzel.
Exactly.
That bothered me.
Scruples, man. It got to him. He finally decided to just be
authentic. I was drunk. Oh, no.
I'm drunk right now.
Dims might try that line at 5:30. It's his birthday. It's Friday.
You said you quit drinking.
I mean, quit's a big word. Quitting is a bad name.
Right now, he's walking it back.
I know. I just for now. I mean, right now we're in a period of restraint and reflection.
It's his birthday. He's allowed to dabble.
Yeah, there's always
Dibs can dabble.
The dibble dabble. It's always right around the corner.
Right as you went that way, I went the other way. I've had at least one drink every night this week.
Well, you got new vodka. You got to represent.
And you're liking it
early.
And I used new vodka to make vodka pasta sauce last night.
It's around
your summer. I've never done it before.
Vodka pasta sauce?
Vodka. Yeah, you've never heard of vodka sauce?
Really good.
Yeah, you get a little tomato paste in there. You get some red pepper flakes. Mm. Right, you get I substituted some Greek yogurt for the heavy cream.
Wow.
But yeah, and then there's a little vodka in there. And then you know.
Noted.
Yeah, you flash burn that stuff out of there so that, like, because I served it to my kids. It's not like I got them drunk.
Dad, let me take a couple of
CPS on live one.
This is so good, Dad.
Like beer can chicken.
Yeah, I know what they call it, sauced now, Dad.
It was good. Oh, man. Came out good. Thank you, new vodka.
Little did he know, he has had a drink before.
I got to tell Ana E. We've had a fun show. We did the rankings on the quarterback head coach combo. Number three, I had two guys I've hated on, Sirianni and Hurts.
Is that why you had them so high?
No, they won and been to two. My man told me, and you guys, I don't know, Hurts is not a star. And I just, we've been fighting. Text lines had my back, so it's the chat. I don't need them.
Who didn't have your back? A guy who played 17 years, by the way.
The one that counted
I said almost 2 decades.
His 18th year, he never made it out of Raider camp. He got hurt and he got cut. I don't know if he got cut, but he just didn't play. So I always needled him with
that. Wikipedia's got it wrong. They got him at 16.
But Evans Robin hurts because he has so much around him, but I always stole your line. Where do we draw the line? He got it right. How are we going to penalize a guy that played his ass off when I was at your house watching the Super Bowl, Willer?
Yep.
They lost. He fumbled. He played. He was one of the best players on there. So how can Evan rob Hurts of being a star because he's on a good team?
Well, this always
Steph Curry, two rings with Kevin Durant.
How do we define star? I always get stuck in these conversations. He's a celebrity. He's a very important player in this league.
Star?
He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Sure, he's a star. But is he one of the best QBs in the league?
I didn't have him top five, top six, top ten.
Yeah. He's top half. I don't know. I don't know.
Doesn't make you sports angry, huh?
How do you define star?
I mean, to me, you got to be one of the four or five best guys in the league. And, okay. and to me, you know, I'm started with Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, and Lamar. And to me, after that, it's kind of whoever you like. But yeah. I guess my question is, okay, so then if Jalen Hurts is a star, who else is a star? You know,
is Matt Stafford a star?
I believe he is.
Is Dak Prescott a star?
No.
Well, he wears
one.
To me,
he's not. I like that. He was
highest paid player in the league,
and that's why it's disappointing to the Denzel, you know, the Cowboy
is Brock
fan.
Purdy a star? I don't think he is.
Mm. No, he's not. And to me, the word star is kind of misleading, which is why I love the Mike Sando tiers, because he really kind of puts things in a proper relative perspective. Jalen Hurts is on a team that is so talented on both sides of the ball, and they ask him to do a certain thing, which is run when you can, pass when it's open, and give the ball to Saquon. And he did that better than anybody possibly could have, and they won the Super Bowl. And it's interesting to me that we don't hold that against Jalen Hurts like we do Brock Purdy, where two years ago, Brock has a great year. He goes to the Super Bowl, but it's because all the talent
almost
around
MVP.
You. Look at what Philly had last year all around
ridiculous.
Him in the trenches, both trenches,
yep.
A tight end who is one step short of the Hall of Fame, and two
everything.
Elite receivers.
He had everything
and, so we can't take a step back with what Dibs is saying and Evan and still really look at how you perform and say, okay, you don't have to go 100 miles an hour on this team, but we kind of know you're capable, and you're going 75, but then we got to rob him because what's around him. Troy Aikman on line one, my favorite quarterback.
No, I lean your
he
direction.
He had a great cast.
I lean your direction because I'm just not bothered by the word, but I'll acknowledge that, like, everybody's got a different definition of it. You know, this is why Dibs knows this. I always joke, like, do not bring me to your debate about someone's Hall of Fame candidacy. Because my answer will be yes every time.
Mm.
Like, if you're even having a debate,
the NBA.
You're in.
I'm like, you're obviously very good.
Wow.
And if I'm bothered by the fact that you're in a museum, I'll just walk to the next display. I don't care.
Mm.
It's not a big deal. So if you want to call Jalen Hurts a star, rock out.
Okay. Now,
he's a champion.
I'm going
champion.
Westbrook.
He's a good player. He's a very
to
good
Evan's
player.
To Evan's point, he had Lamar, I believe, three.
Lamar what?
Jackson on your
Lamar
list.
Lamar and Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah,
top four.
Yeah. Yes.
But he's never been Lamar in the playoffs. So what if I said Lamar is electric? He's a talent. But in the postseason, when it's the most important, that's his kryptonite. So doesn't he lose points that way? He hadn't been to a Super Bowl.
Right.
So couldn't I just come back to Evan, and I have on Lamar, like, okay, I get the regular season, but in the kryptonite's the postseason.
Well, so far, and I think this past postseason he played better, and they haven't made it as far, and you could say the same thing about McDermott and Josh Allen, where in the postseason they haven't been able to get.
But Allen has been, he ain't been the reason they lost.
But still, and, you know, I don't think Lamar's was the reason this past year. You know, you had the big drop. Was it Mark Andrews with the drop and the drive?
He didn't fumble at the one.
But a couple stinkers in the past, Tennessee
for sure.
And Buffalo at Buffalo.
And this is where all these debates, they're so good, but they're also so deeply flawed. And your Aikman point is a great one because he won three. He was surrounded by greatness.
Oh, my gosh.
And if we all do our greatest quarterback ever top 100, Aikman's not in the top 10. He's probably not in the top 20. He might be in that next group before you get to 30, and it's because of the fact that he was surrounded by greatness. And, you know, I don't think he gets the credit that he probably deserves for having three rings.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we're looking at these quarterbacks, the whole purpose of the exercise was to figure out where Shanahan and Purdy fit as a duo. And I think me and Goode did agree on that. We both had him at 8.
Yeah.
And before and after, we varied. But the point was, like, I don't know if Shanahan sometimes is getting as much credit as other head coaches, because he was one of the few guys that I was, when I was really breaking it down, that, like, his quarterback I would have a little bit lower than 8. So what brings them into a higher number is the head coach.
I love this point.
Fair.
I love this point.
We both agree.
Well, and this is one of the things that I've often been frustrated by with the way this team gets talked about, because they do get grouped. And so I always want to tell people, if you think that Brock Purdy is, quote, product of his system,
right,
or product of his surroundings, or not really that good, and Mr. Irrelevant, if you're saying all of those things, I feel you're also saying Kyle Shanahan's the greatest coach in the league.
Jimmy Garoppolo on line one.
You do not get it both ways. Like, if he is just a product of this thing that got built, who built it?
Oh, he did.
And who else in the league has done that? Well, not even Andy Reid.
Yep.
Not anybody. Yeah. Nobody has been like, so let me just grab, you know, Bob Smith, and he can be my quarterback, and we'll go to the playoffs most years. Nobody else has done that.
Yeah.
But I don't hear that point. It all gets kind of grouped into this whole, like, well, Christian McCaffrey's on the team, so, like, nothing else matters.
Well, he went to a Super Bowl without C-Mac and had Jimmy at his quarterback, as his
Kyle
quarterback.
Did. Kyle did. Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, I kind of shocked Steiny here yesterday because he said if the Niners don't make the playoffs, is the seat warm? Hell no, because I have perspective of what Kyle's built. Dibs, you got 2 or 3 years. Nobody wants to hear that. Hopefully it's not that. Kyle's a made. He's got time to rebuild if they need to rebuild just from what he's built.
Short of the guys they drafted all looking bad and them going 6-11, a healthy 6-11 with your drafted class looking like misses, then the seat could get a little bit warmer.
Okay.
I wonder if you guys had Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels ahead
number
of Shanahan.
Number 10 for me. Number 10. Yeah.
So behind. Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting, but time for the legal.
Yeah, I think, well, so this is how it worked out. Yeah, I had Philly 7, San Francisco 8, Green Bay 9, and then Washington 10. That's kind of how that area worked out. But you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. It's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. They don't need soil, they don't need water, but drywood termites will eat your home from floor to ceiling. August is the start of swarming season for drywood termites, so if you see a swarm, call ATCO Pest Control for a free inspection and customized treatment plan. Mention you heard about ATCO on What's Bugging You. 10% off any drywood termite treatment this month. Check out ATCOPestControl.com today. Well, I know, you know, on a birthday, it's kind of hard to think about what's bugging you, and Guru had about 12, but he also got a couple off during the show.
Yeah.
Denzel was one of them. But is there anybody you'd like to start?
I'll go.
Birthday boy. I was going to say save you for last.
Oh, my
if you want to go first, go.
It's simple and mostly stupid, but what's bugging me is the algorithm. I clicked on an ad for one of those sleeve knee braces to see if I might be able to have that instead of the brace. And so you look at it, it's like, okay, $50. I'll think about it. You click out of it. Now every single ad is from 12 different companies trying to sell me the knee brace. I wish there was a way to click, I already bought one. And then that way all the ads would go away. But the algorithm is bugging me.
It would be nice to in parentheses, I'm just checking.
Yeah.
I'm not obsessed.
Or just bought it.
Because it now thinks you're obsessed.
If you upload a copy of your receipt, and then they'll say, okay, he probably doesn't need another one. You're good.
Guru, I'll hit you in your cardiac on this one. I know you will relate.
Okay.
You know what's bugging me right now? Families across the United States are going through this week. Is the emotions surrounding 18-year-olds leaving for college.
Wow.
Or not leaving for college. Like, I'm in this space right now where an 18-year-old is still trying to figure out what's next. Christy's 18-year-old is leaving for Boise State in a matter of days here.
Wow.
And as a parent, what a complete mind bleep this is. Like, 87 different emotions of joy, fear, sadness, excitement, despondent, absolutely no clue how to move forward, yet also knowing it's the most necessary possible thing. It is the most gut-wrenching thing that a parent goes through. I'm sort of going through it for the first time, but not really. But I'm seeing so many friends dealing with this right now, and they're puddles. Everybody's just an excited, happy, emotional roller coaster puddle. And
it's so real.
Yeah, shout out to all
of
you.
And Steiny's gone through it three times. I want to tell this business, Evan, but we had to console him. It's real,
it's
man. It is real.
It
and Evan, you'll be
lot.
There one day, baby.
Well, speaking of Steiny, he's who's bugging me, to be honest. He's not here to defend himself.
Wow,
I told him yesterday, he gets on me for the smallest things. And in my mind, having an open house and throwing a party when I don't have a significant other is not a sin. I did not commit a crime by opening up, well, granted, there's other people that live there too, but our apartment for the foreseeable future on Saturday evening for people to come by as they please, have a few or more libations if they so choose.
Yeah!
And there is nothing wrong with me throwing a party for myself. I got no one else to do it. So Matt Steinmetz, the fact that you're on vacation, we don't have to rehash all that. But if you're listening out there, just know you were invited, you couldn't make it, and I think that's why you're angry at me. So he's bugging me for coming down my road for throwing a party. Everybody does it. The hell with Steiny.
Wow. Up, yeah, there it is. Evan. Yeah, I love it.
This guy
get chest out. Birthday tomorrow, dibs today.
Do not ever be the fun police.
Wow.
You know, like Steiny yesterday sounded like the people that get mad at the baseball teams who celebrate going to the World Series as opposed to winning it. Like, don't pop champagne. You haven't won it. Shut up. Have fun with your life,
about
for
it.
God's sakes, whenever you can.
Listen, this might be the first remix of What's Bugging You, but I brought it up in the show, and I need more time because it's therapeutic. The missus is not listening. Wife going to, and the daughter going to North Carolina tomorrow. I went to the funeral. Can't go to this one. 5 a.m. tomorrow. And we went to dinner last night. And my wife just has this mechanism in her to ask the waiters and waitresses like they're food critics of what she should order. And it takes 5 minutes. And then yesterday, she ordered and returned it after she didn't like it. And my daughter and son head down embarrassed, mom, I'll eat it. Don't return it. And I'm sitting there biting my tongue like, they got stuff to do. Go with your gut. Order what you want to order. But to have him read the source of whatever, and she ordered what he recommended and then returned it. And then on top of this, what would you like, ma'am? Oh, nothing. Ooh. So we're all eating. I'm embarrassed, hoping the other table's not hearing her return it. But just don't do that. They got jobs. Go with your gut, dibs. Order what you want to order, but don't put them through the fire of how's the sauce? Da, 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 da. I'm like, just order and take a chance because that's what we're all doing. She returned it. I had my head down.
Man.
I was embarrassed.
Chicken was cold.
Just come on. Don't. And the guy, to his credit, the waiter was like, so you didn't took 5 minutes for me explaining and you want to return it because it wasn't good. She wasn't rude, but the Johnsons were embarrassed.
That's the part of it that I would take an issue with because my wife does that a lot. Not every time, but sometimes. It's like, what do you get when you order, or what do you like from here? And then you get the recommendation. The dangerous part of that is if they say, oh, I like the scampi or I like the fish, and you're like, I'll have the chicken. And then you totally go.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Against them? Yep. And the other part, though, for me is if you go with their recommend and you don't like it, you got to eat it. Because you went
you
with their
can't
recommend.
Return it.
That's, and, I mean,
you've been there that, before.
We have.
This
to
wasn't
that
a new restaurant.
Okay. There's that. Okay. That's, yeah, that's a tough
she's
one.
She's never happy.
Returning it is for a mistake.
That hurt me,
it's
man.
It's not cooked right or something came out incorrect.
It's not seasoned. It's not yeah, seasoned. We put our head. The kids were like, Mom, just pass it here. Don't do it. And to her credit, no shame in the game.
If the cow is still mooing, I understand. But
you didn't order it that way. That's different.
No, well, but there are sometimes when people are like, I'd like it rare. And then they present it rare, and it's too rare. And you're like, well, send it back. And the guy looks at you like,
yeah,
what are you doing?
That's a mistake. That's different. Yeah.
What if you get an order of sliders with a side of arugula salad, and as you're going into the salad, out crawls a pincher bug?
Oh, that bad boy's going back, or we might be leaving.
Well, yeah, that's
funny. Well, it's funny. So this was a long time ago.
Oh,
we went to Original Joe's with the boss.
Oh, no, you can't tell him.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. Well, that's out there anyways. And there was...
Stop it!
There was a...
instrument.
There was some plastics that was, you know, I ordered, I don't know, like a scramble. And so there was the sausage filling. Anyways, there's plastic in the dish. And I'm sitting there, and I'm not going to lie. I just remove it. Put it to the side, continue to eat my meal.
I got mad at him.
Well, I expected the boss to do something about it because he was the one that was paying for the meal.
And then we're walking home and the boss goes, I should have said, so it's too late now. You didn't.
It is too late now.
I cut a fingernail in one of mine. Like,
yeah,
oh my God.
Delicious.
One of those like press-on attachables.
Shout out Low Neal.
One of those attachables.
Oh, that's toenail.
It just popped off. I mean, the lady who was obviously doing something with the food, it sprung free.
She was a ballet dancer, yeah.
I've told you all the Barbara Streisand story, right?
No.
Yeah, I told you this, right?
I'm sure you did.
Right?
I love your stories
right.
The second time.
No, Barbara Streisand story? I will remember it.
Okay. Waiting tables at Old Custom House in Avila Beach.
Bloop.
This is either senior year in college or I had just graduated and was trying to make a buck, one or the other, whatever. So I'm running the front of the house at this restaurant. And Barbara Streisand walks in with James Brolin.
Woof,
come on,
man.
Coming off of the beach in Avila Beach. Right. Like you're talking, and this is a minute ago, maybe a few of you who are young are like, who's that? But this is like massive stardom.
Come on now.
At the time, this is barely south of like Taylor and Travis.
Good call.
Walk in and sit. And they're the only people in the room because it's 2:30 in the afternoon.
Man.
And we were known for our clam chowder.
Mm.
Barbara's chowder ended up with a B in it. And she found out when she ate it.
Oh, so
the big tip is gone.
I mean, well, no,
a
they
B
were
for the big B.
They were amazing. They were very, very kind. Because obviously in that case, I'm like, boss, you're going to take this one.
How did you know about it before she ate it? Or did she just say I got stung in my larynx?
No, she didn't say I got stung. She called me over and she's like, there's a bee in the soup. I just crunched it and then spit it out.
Oh, man.
And there's a bee. There's a bee in the soup. And, like, you go back to the back of the house and tell everybody what's going on, and you will never see a restaurant lose their crap more than when something like that happens, when the biggest name that's ever been in your restaurant happens to sit down.
Yeah.
And it was a cup. It wasn't even a bowl. So we're talking some bad luck here.
That's a bad beat.
It was a really bad beat.
Jake Moody last season.
So anyway, they were comped. And I do think they probably left me some money. I don't even remember. Everybody was so freaked
out.
Not
me soup, but bee soup.
Thank you.
That's a four.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
They were very nice, though. They were very nice. But I don't think they came back.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
I mean,
it's embarrassing,
too. What are you
going to do, man?
I didn't recommend the soup, though.
Yeah.
That wasn't on me.
And I told Evan and the listeners, had I been the waiter, I would have just threw in my, like, I would have let her have it. You didn't took up my time to meet it, and then you want to return it, and then you don't want nothing else.
That's always tough. For me, it's like, what do you recommend? There's a little bit of peer pressure.
They're
like,
not food critics, Dib.
Well, they're going to upcharge
but
you.
But they've eaten there, and if it's a place I've never been, it's like, you know, what's good here? Everything. Well, what do you like the most? I like the chicken sandwich. I'll have a burger. Now you're basically double middle finger to their what they actually like.
Why'd you even ask in the first place?
Exactly. Yeah. I steer away from all of it. You know?
It does. It makes the server feel like they're like, so I'm judging you. You look like a jerk. So tell me what you like so I know what not
my
to order.
Goodness,
totally.
Man.
Jeez.
The Johnsons.
Oh, all right. Well, enjoy your birthday show,
Dibs.
Thank you. Enjoy
happy
your birthday,
Dibs.
Yes, sir. Guys. Thank you so much.
Wilder Dibs, the birthday boy.
He's going to do the whole show solo to celebrate.
Steph Curry calling?
I can't wait.
Who knows?
On 95.7 The Game.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.